The Baruch Tzeisa Choshen was the Rav in the city called Suteri. He was known to be a misnagit to the ways of Hasidim. In his city lived many Hasidim of the Heilige Tzaddik, the Choyze of Lublin. At one point, the Tzeis felt the Hasidim were acting against the Shulchan Aruch. He warned them not to repeat their actions. They didn't listen and did not give the Tzeis the full, proper respect he deserved. In turn, the Tzeis placed upon them a chedem that lasted for 30 days. As a result, the people in the city stayed away from these Hasidim. The Hasidim decided that they would spend the rest of the 30 days by traveling to Lublin to their Rebbe. When they arrived, the Rebbe told his shamash not to allow them in for another 2 weeks and a couple of days, which coincided with the conclusion of the chedem. When they finally entered, the chayzer reprimanded them for not giving the full respect to their rav, the ktzeis. The chayzer explained to his chassidim the great importance of respecting a talmud chacham, even if he lacks in other areas in avodas Hashem. Torah still demands us to give him the ultimate kavod he deserves. The Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin says, one who embarrasses a Talmud Chacham is considered an apikoides. The Gemara continues to tell us that Rav Papa once unintentionally said, that Talmud Chacham, instead of saying, our Rebbes from this and this place. His words sounded disrespectful to Torah learners. When Rav Papa realized what he said, he fasted as a kapara. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us, one who loves Talmidei Chachamim will have children Talmidei Chachamim. One who honors Talmidei Chachamim will have son-in-laws Talmidei Chachamim. One who is in awe of Talmidei Chachamim will become a Talmid Chacham himself. If he is not involved in Torah learning, then his words will be heard like a Talmid Chacham. The Rambam paskins in Hilchos Talmud Torah that it's a mitzvah to say to honor those who teach Torah and those who know Torah. A story is told about the Heilige Tzaddik Reb Chaim ben Otter, known as the Eir Chaim HaKadosh. He had a custom to distribute meat to the poor Talmidei Chachamim of his city called Sali Lekavet Shabbos Kodesh. 1 week, a plague broke out amongst the cattle of his city. As a result, all the animals shechted were found to be treif. Only the calf that was shechted for the tzaddik was kosher l'mahadrin. One of the wealthy men in the city heard about this and rushed to the house of Reb Chaim, hoping to get some meat l'kavod Shabbos. He offered the Reb Chaim a great price for a piece of meat. Reb Chaim refused, saying, this is not a butcher shop. The meat is reserved for the poor Talmidei Chachamim. While they were speaking, one of Reb Chaim's customers walked in. The rich man exclaimed, you call this a Talmid Chacham? Reb Chaim ignored him and gave the Talmid Chacham his portion. The rich man realized that he won't get his way, and he left in anger. That night, Reb Chaim had a dream. He was told from Shemayim that since he didn't protest against the embarrassment of a Talmud Chacham, he must go into Galus for a full year. Immediately, Reb Chaim packed his few belongings and set out on his long journey. He traveled from city to city and from town to town. He tried not to sleep two nights in the same place. Many times he went to sleep hungry. He accepted his pain with love and davened to Hashem to forgive him for his sin. After a couple of weeks of traveling, the tzaddik found himself in the outskirts of one of the cities. It was a Friday morning in the week of Parshas Bechukai. He sat down on a stone to rest his weak body. His thoughts turned towards the first pasuk of the parsha, Im b'chukaisai teilechu. As he was coming closer to the city, in his dveikus he was mechadish 42 pshatim on this pasuk. In shul, he was invited by the shamish to stay with him for Shabbos. At the conclusion of the Friday night Suda, the shamish turned to his guest and said, in this city we have a custom that we finish the Suda at the Rav's house, and we hear many Divrei Torah. In the Rav's house, people of the city already gathered, waiting to hear the Rav's Divrei Torah. The Rav sat in a dveikus. After a few moments, he awoke from his dveikus and began saying 14 pshatim on the pasuk in B'chukaisei Teilechu. He finished off and said, these pirushim I just heard in the Masifta Derekia in the name of the Heilige Tzaddik, Reb Chaim ben Atar. Chaim ben Atar, came the voice from the unknown guest. Everybody turned to see who had the chutzpah to dishonor this holy tzaddik. But the shamish, feeling responsible for his guest, requested to leave the poor man alone. The same scenario repeated itself Shabbos day. The Rav finished the second set of 14 Perushim on Emechukaisei Teilechu and said, this I heard Lamaila in the name of the Heilige Tzaddik, Reb Chaim ben Atar. Again the guest screamed out, Chaim ben Atar. By now the people of the city were losing their patience. Before Suda Shlishis, the shamash warned his guest to behave. When the scene repeated itself a third time, they took Reb Chaim and locked him up in a room until they will decide what should be done with him. That night, a big storm swept through the city. The townspeople came running to the Rav to find out the cause of this great storm. The Rav was told from Shamayim, there is a great uproar, Lamaila. On Shabbos, the Gehenna is closed. And on Matzah Shabbos, when the Erech Chaim HaKadosh makes Havdalah, the Gehenim reopens. But the Tzaddik is locked up in a room in your shul, and he can't make Havdalah. And this is causing such a great storm. Immediately, they release their Heilige guest from his confinement. Reb Chaim understood that his tshuva was accepted in Shamayim, and returned back to his hometown. One of the Alter Rebbe's chassidim from the city Vitebsk didn't have the schus to have children for many years. He would constantly ask the Alter Rebbe for a bracha. The Alter Rebbe would answer him that he can't help him. Once, when he gave the Alter Rebbe a pan requesting a bracha for children, the Alter Rebbe said he can't help him, but he can give him advice to go to the tzaddik of Shlomo Kaliner, and he can help him. The chassid traveled to Kalin and was told to wait until the tzaddik travels, and then to go along with him. After a few days, the Shlomo Kaliner said he was leaving Kalin, and whoever has a request should come along with him. In one of the cities, the tzaddik called his chassid and told him, if you give me this and this amount of money, naming a large sum of money, you will merit the children. The chassid was not a rich man, to say the least. He decided that he can't handle the tzaddik's request. He made up in his mind to return home and was upset at the tzaddik for making such a big request. A while later, he came to the Alter Rebbe in Liyazna. The Alter Rebbe asked him if he went to Reb Shlomo Kaliner and what he advised him. The chassid repeated everything that happened and how he refused to accept the tzaddik's big demand. The Alter Rebbe turned to his chassid and said, you embarrassed the Talmud Chacham. That's why you don't have children. The Talmud Chacham passed away, so you can't ask him mechila. According to the Gemara, one who embarrasses a Talmud Chacham must pay a litra zahav, a heavy price, as a knas. Reb Shlomo Kalina traveled with you to the kvarim of those poskim which hold that the knas helps even after the passing of the Talmud Chacham. And that's why he traveled with you and demanded so much money. But now it's too late. The Chassid said, I never insulted a Talmud Chacham. Alter Rebbe responded, didn't you insult Rabbi Sacha Dov, the Meir Tzedek of Lubavitch? Rabbi Sacha Dov, I don't consider him a Talmud Chacham, said the Chassid. Alter Rebbe turned to him and said, Rabbi Sacha Dov had Gilui Eliyahu every day, and you don't consider him a Talmud Chacham? I cannot help you and forgive you for his honor, because I was his Talmud. May we be zeiche to learn Teirasei Shal Mashiach right now. Kabbalah Sateira B'Simcha O B'Pnimiyis Hatzlacha Rabba. Next week's Dvar Teira will Yirtz Hashem be updated Tuesday, Yud Sivan.